Okay, so we are starting from the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we're up to the two dots, about two lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara before had just asked, Rabbah had just asked Rav Huna a question about whether or not you say Shachianu on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara has another question. This is nothing to do with it, nothing to do with the previous question. It's just the same two Mandiyamrim that were involved, so the Gemara brings it here. That's the connection. There is no connection in terms of the question itself. So the Gemara says, "Vamar Rabba ki havina bei Rav Huna." I was in the yeshiva of Rav Huna Yiboyelon. They asked the following question: Bar bei Rav, the Talmud Chacham, the Yosef B'Tanisa B'Malas Shabbata, who's fasting on a Friday in Erev Shabbos, Ma'u La Shlume, is he allowed to complete the fast? Meaning, is he able to fast all the way on Friday through to the beginning of Shabbos until he makes Kiddush? Le'Havah B'Yoda, he didn't know the answer. So Rav Yehuda didn't know. Also, the Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Sorry, he didn't know. The Yeshiva light didn't know. So, also the Kamei de Rav Yehuda. They brought the question to Rav Yehuda. Lo yavah biyad. Rav Yehuda didn't know. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Nechzi Anan. Let us try to figure it out ourselves. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Tisha B'av shechal liyos b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'av is on Shabbos itself, v'chein erev Tisha B'av shechal liyos b'Shabbos. And also, even if erev Tisha B'av, which is usually a day, which also pretty much has the same chumras as Rashi points out, that you wouldn't be able to eat shnei tavshilin even on Erev Tisha B'Av, but if it comes out on Shabbos, so then, you can eat, because of Shabbos, you can eat whatever you need, and you can put food on your table, even the amount of food that Shlomo had at the time that he was a melech, as Rashi pointed out, there was a time in history that he wasn't necessarily the king. So even when he was the king, the amount of food that he had was enormous, and you can have that amount of food on your table on Shabbos also, even though it's either Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av. However, the point that the Gemara is trying to get to is the next line, Chalahi Yos Tisha B'Av Be'erev Shabbos. So if Tisha B'Av comes out on Erev Shabbos, so now the question is, are you fasting the whole day? So Mevi'en Lo Kebeya, you bring the amount of food that's the size of a Be'eva Oichol, and you eat that food, Kadesh Shalei Kanes L'Shabbos Keshuvim Be'una, so that you don't come into Shabbos when you're fasting. So what do you see? You see that you're not allowed to fast, even on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to fast the entire Friday. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, one time I was sitting in front of Rabbi Akiva with Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Erev Shabbos, and it was a typical Tisha B'Av that was Erev Shabbos, and they brought him a cooked egg, and he swallowed it below melech without salt. The point is, he wasn't hungry, to show the halacha to the Talmidim that you are allowed to, that you're not allowed to fast the entire Friday. You have to break your fast before Shabbos starts, so that when Shabbos starts, you're not fasting. Okay, so, no, he's going to eat it before Shkia. The point is that he eats it before Shkia so that he's not fasting when Shabbos starts. But Rabbi Yossi says, "I atem moidim li." Rabbi Yossi says, "Mis'ane umashlem," you could fast and you can finish the entire Friday that, so you can go into Shabbos fasting. So Rabbi Yossi says you could fast the whole Friday, if you want. So Amar lahem Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi then says, don't you agree, b'Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'echa b'Shabbos, that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, shemafsik mi ba'ojoim, that you stop eating your seuda on Shabbos yishal shudus while it's still daytime on Shabbos? So Amru lo yavo. So they said, yes, you're right. We agree to that. So Amar lahem mali likanes ba kashuhu ma'una, mali lotes mimeno kashuhu ma'una. So what difference does it make if you start Shabbos when you're fasting, or you end Shabbos when you're fasting? Because technically, if you have to stop eating on Shabbos afternoon before Shabbos is over, and you're not allowed to eat anymore, that means you're agreeing that you're fasting on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to fast on Shabbos at the beginning of the fast, you should be allowed to fast a few minutes on Shabbos at the beginning of the fast. Or in this case, would be the end of the fast for Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av was on Friday. So Amru Loi, Im Amris Lotzei Spimenu. So the Chacham answered and says, no, there's a difference. Im Amris Lotzei Spimenu, at the end of Shabbos, Shaharei Ocho V'Shasa Kol Hayom Kula, you were eating the whole day. So yes, it's true, technically you are officially fasting, but Lamaisa, you're not really fasting because you just ate. So therefore, it doesn't compare. Timerly Kanes Ba Kishu Mu'una, how could you compare it to when you're starting Shabbos fasting, where you Shalai Ocho V'Shasa Kol Hayom Kula, you didn't eat the entire day. So there, you really are fasting. Not just a technical fast, you are fasting. And therefore, it's inappropriate for Shabbos to start Shabbos that way, so you can't make the comparison. Meaning the Chachamim's answer was that you should not be fasting on Friday all the way into Shabbos. V'omar Ula, Halacha K'Rab Yosi. And Ula went ahead and Paskin like Rab Yosi, that if you want to, you could fast the whole Friday. So the Gemara then asks, is that really true? We have Dina Rabbi Yosi, do we paskin like Rabbi Yosi? For Ramin, I'll ask you a contradiction. It says in the Braisa, "Ein goyzin tainis ala tziba b'roish chadoshim u'b'chanukah u'b'purim." You don't make a gzeira punct that you should fast on a day that you're not supposed to fast, like Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. However, v'im is chilu, but if you already started to fast, ein mafsikin, then you don't stop. So as Rashi points out, like for example, that they made the gezeira that they were going to fast a number of consecutive days in a row, and some of those days, especially if it's 30 days, one of those days is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So then you can say that you continue to fast. So you fast on that day. You wouldn't lichatchila go ahead and make the fast on that day, but if you're already fasting and it comes out to be one of those days, then you continue to fast. You fast on that day. However, Amar Rav Meir, says, Afal Pisha Amar Rav Gamliel, Ein Mafsikin, he does agree that you don't stop, meaning you do fast on that day, Moida Haya, but he would agree, She'ein Mashlimin, that on that given day, you wouldn't fast the entire day, that you would stop. The Chain, and also, B'Tisha B'Av Shechal Yoyis B'Erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av comes out Erev Shabbos, meaning that if on a Friday, Tisha B'Av, you would not fast the entire Friday, you would break your fast before Shabbos. So we see, according to Rav Gamliel, that you don't fast the entire Shabbos. But Tanya, and we learned in the Braisa, after Rabbi Gamliel was nifter, nichnas Rabbi Yeshua leheferas tevarai. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to undo his words. So Amad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Aragla, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stood up. Amar, and he says, Chazi ano, let's see the basareisha gufa. That once the head started, we should continue. Meaning, this is what the halacha was until now. There's no reason to change. Ozel kol yama ozel. Sorry, it's on the basareisha gufa ozel. We went after the head. So therefore, Kol Yomash Rabbi Gamliel Kavanu Halacha Kamoisai, and until now we used to paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Achshav At Mavakish Levatal Devarov. Now all of a sudden you wanted to change. So Yeshua Ein Shaim Lecha. We're not going to listen to you that you want to change Rabbi Gamliel's Halacha. Shekvar Nikva Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. That we already established Halachas like Rabbi Gamliel that says that you don't fast the entire day. And nobody said anything about that. So it seems to be that once this is the halacha that you're not supposed to fast, that continues to be the halacha even nowadays. So why are you pasking like Rabbi Yossi that says you could fast the entire Friday? So the Gemara answers, no. It's true that during Rabbi Gamliel's times we did pasking like Rabbi Gamliel, that you broke your fast. But for whatever reason, the halacha changed. And during the time of Rabbi Yossi, we pasking like Rabbi Yossi that you could fast the entire Friday. So the Gemara now asks, is that true? Is it true that even during Rabbi Gamliel's time we paskin that you could break your fast? Well, Tanya, we learned in the Brayse, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Ani Hayisi, or Ani Mivnei Sanav Shel Ben Yamin, I am from the family of Sanav Shel Ben Yamin, which was a family that used to have the right to bring the Eitzei Mizbeach, the wood that was used on the Mizbeach as a carbon, and they used to bring this carbon on the 10th day of Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. Now, one time, Pamachas, Chal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Shabbos. One time, Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos itself, which means they weren't going to fast on Shabbos, V'dochinu La'achar HaShabbos. And therefore, they fasted that year on Sunday, which was really the 10th of, which for them was a Yontif, because they got to bring the carbon. V'esinu boy, and we fasted on that day because, you know, it was Tisha B'Av. V'loy Heshlimu, but we didn't finish the whole day, Mifnei Shiyontif Shalanu Hoya, because for us it was a Yontif, because we got to bring the carbon. Now, what do we see? Taima de Yontif. The reason why they didn't fast the whole day was because that day itself was Yontif, Ha'erev Yontif Mashlimin. But if it was a regular Yontif, which means, because every year for them Tisha B'Av was Erev Yontif, and every Tisha B'Av they would fast the whole Tisha B'Av. So we see on an Erev Yontif, which in this case would also be similar to an Erev Shabbos, you would fast the entire day. So we see that you fast the entire day. So even in Rabbi Gamliel's times, they did fast the entire day when it came out on Erev Yontif. Amar Avino, Shana Yontif Shel Devrem, you can't compare that Yontif, which was a Yontif, it was a very Kal Yontif, that they used to bring the Karbonos. So you can't compare Shana Yontif Shel Devrem with the Rabbanon type of Yontif. B'toich Shem Esanam Boi Shoyis, that if you had to, you could fast for some period of time during the day itself. And for Viharaya, they used to fast every Tisha B'Av until the beginning of the 10th, which was a part of the time into their Yontif. So Mashlimin boy, so that's why they were able to fast the entire day Erev Yontif, because on Yontif itself you could have fasted a little bit. Arvius, you can fast the entire Erev. Arvius, even on the Erev of that Yontif, you could fast the whole Erev Yontif. Shabbos, however, Hoyel ve'emes anim boy shoyis, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos for even a small period of time. E Mashlimin boy Arvius, so you cannot fast the Erev Shabbos for any Erev Shabbos either. Therefore, on an Erev Shabbos, you have to break your fast before Shabbos. And that's why you can't compare. And Rabbi Gamliel was saying that you have to break your fast on an Erev Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, I'd never heard this. Now we all know that Rabbi Yosef was somebody who was sick and he forgot his learning, and Abaya, we used to remind him. So Abaya reminded him, At Amras Nehilon, you told us this. And in the following context is what you told us, this halacha. It said, Ein goyzer tainis al tzibur b'Rosh Chodeshim, the brisa we quoted before, that you're not goyzer the tainis if it comes out on Rosh Chodesh, and in Chanukah and Purim. V'amrina nala, and we said about that halacha, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This is only according to Rav Meir that says you can't fast. Shamar Mishum Rav Gamliel, that he was quoting Rav Gamliel's Shita, that you don't fast the whole Erev Shabbos. Aval Chachamim Aymerim, but the Chachamim, who seem to be the halacha, Aymerim Misanu Mashlim, you could fast the entire Erev Shabbos. Mai Lava Kulu, and all the halachas, including Erev Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av, and Chanukah, and Purim. So we see that on Erev Shabbos, you could fast the entire Shabbos. Our answer is Lo Yachanukah Purim. No, when the Chacham say you don't fast the whole day, they were only arguing on the point, or rather that you could fast the whole day. They were only arguing on Chanukah and Purim. However, on Erev Shabbos, they agreed that you couldn't fast the entire Erev Shabbos. Hachanan Mestar, and that actually makes more sense to say that the Chachamim argue and say that you could fast the entire the Chachamim weren't discussing Erev Shabbos, they were only discussing Chanukah and Purim. Why? Because if they were arguing on every point and the Chachamim knew the halacha, what the halacha would be on Erev Shabbos, if you recall when we started the Gemara, Habayi Minei Rabba Mi Rav Yehuda, that was exactly the question that Rabba asked Rabbi Yehuda V'loi Pashatlei, and he didn't know the answer. So it must be that if he didn't know the answer, that the Chachamim weren't discussing what the halacha would be on an Erev Shabbos, they were only discussing Chanukah and Purim, because if they had discussed the halacha of Erev Shabbos, he would have known that if they in fact agreed that you are mashlim on an Erev Shabbos, he would have known that you could fast the entire Erev Shabbos. Well, the Taimeich, if that's your logic, because he didn't answer them, so we had a similar question in the middle of the Gemara, Ha didarish mar zutra mishmei de Rav Huna, that Rav Huna, mar zutra also darshened halacha masano mashlim. He paskins, at the end of the day, he paskins that you could fast the entire Friday. But we saw Habayi Minei Rabba Mi Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna also, V'loi Pashalei, and he didn't know the answer. So how could it be that he paskined at one point that you fast the whole day, and earlier in time, when we asked him the question, he didn't know the answer. Elo, so how do you explain that? Hamakami Deshama, this is before he heard the Braisa, V'hadabasa Deshama. Once he heard the answer, then he knew that the halacha was that you could fast. So Hachanami, so you could say the same thing by Rabbi Yehuda, Hamakami Deshamalei, it was before he knew the answer, Hadabasa Deshama. Once he heard the Braisa, that you're not allowed, that you are allowed to fast the whole Friday, he held that you're allowed to fast. So Darish Mar Zutra Mishmei de Rav Huna Halacha Masanin Umashlimin. He paskins Lamaisa at the end of the day that you could fast the entire Friday. As Tosfos points out, though, very important that it's only a could fast, meaning you're allowed to fast the whole Friday, and we don't consider it a chisaron if you go into Shabbos fasting. Of course, if a person wants to, he doesn't have a chiyuv, and he could break his fast. Erev, according to Tosfos, you could break your fast before Shabbos starts. Hadron Alach B'chol Ma'arvin, we finished the third parak. Now we start the fourth parak. Mi Shehoytziuhu Nachrim. If somebody was within his tchum, we're going back to the Hilchos Erev in Sugyos, if somebody was in the area that he was allowed to walk, but then Goyim carried him outside of the area. So the halacha, as we're going to see, is that once you go outside of your tchum, you're not allowed to go outside your Dalet Amos, generally speaking. So here, what happened was he didn't walk outside his tchum, but rather his somebody else, the goyim, took him out. Ruach ra, or something got crazy, got into him, and he ended up walking outside the Dalet Amos. Ein lo yela Dalet Amos. Still, the point is, now that you are outside your Dalet Amos, you are now outside the tchum. You're only allowed to walk around in your Dalet Amos. Hichsi ruhu. However, if the goyim bring him back inside his tchum, ki ilu lo yotza, it's as if he never went out, and therefore he could walk the amount of distance that he was allowed till now. Hayvichu le'iracheres. Let's say when they brought him outside the tchum, they brought him all the way to another city. Now, usually within a city, we consider the entire city Dalet Amos. But here, the problem is that this area is outside of his tchum. So the halacha is nasnu abadir, or they put him in abadir asar, they put him in some sort of an animal cage or a storage room. So now he's within a confined area with walls around it. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Imram, they say mahalach es kula. So now that you're in within a walled area, you can walk the entire walled area. That entire area is considered Dalet Amos. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, Imram, ein loy ela Dalet Amos. They say no, he only has Dalet Amos even though he's within a confined area. He's still limited to Dalet Amos. Maisa, there's a story, Shabbo mi Paldisai, that they were coming from the city of Paldisin. the Fligus Finasa Bayam, and they were on a boat, and of course the boat was moving, so they went outside the Dalai Lama's. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loza, Ben Azariah, Hochul Eskula, they walked the entire boat because they considered the entire boat an enclosed area. So that whole boat was considered their Dalai Lama's. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kivlo, Isazami Dalai Lama's. They did not go outside of their daladam. Shirotel achmer al atzmon, because they wanted to be machmer. We'll see the Gemara is going to be medayik that lashon. Pam achas loynichnasu lenama. One time they were traveling and they didn't get into the port achachashecha until it was already Shabbos already started. So amar loy the Rebbe Gamliel ma'anu leirate. So they asked, can we get off the boat? Can we go into the city? Amar lehen mutar natem. You're allowed to. It's mutar shekvar yisim istakel, because I already saw the land from the when we were out to sea, the Hayinu b'soy chatchum, and we were within the tchum. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss how this is possible. Ad shaloi chashecha, before it became dark. Meaning, since we were within the tchum of the city before Shabbos started, so therefore it's okay for you to get off the boat and walk to the city. That's the mission. The Gemara says, Tana Rabban, Gimel Dvarim, Ma'avir Nes Ha'odem Al Daitai. There are three things that can make a person go crazy or make him do the wrong thing. Valdas Koinoi, and then end up going against the Torah as well. The Elohim, these are the three things. If Goyim force you to do something, Viruach Ra, or something inhibits the person, makes him crazy, V'diktuke, and he is also, if he's very poor, so it drives him to do things that he shouldn't do. L'may nafkam, you know, what difference does it make? He went crazy, it's not his fault. You should ask that these things, that Hashem should never, according to Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat, that Hashem should never put you into this position in the first place, because of course once you're there, it's too late, so you daven that you should never end up being in that position. Gimel ein royin pnei gehenim. Three people get their yisurim in this world, so they don't have to have gehenim. Elohein diktuke anias. Again, somebody who's very poor. V'chodem ayam. Somebody who's very sick. V'arishus, and the government can force you, they make you, drive you crazy, so that you're it's tremendous yisurim that therefore he got his gehenim. V'yeshav, and those, let's say afmi sheyesh loy isha ro, somebody who has a wife that doesn't treat him properly, also can drive him crazy to the point where it's yisurim. So why doesn't the other mandiyamer list a wife? Isharo mitzvah lagarsha, just get rid of her. So it's not your, it's not, you don't use that as an excuse. Just get rid of her. So why did it? What's the explanation of the mandiyamer that did counter? So zimnin deksubas and meruba. Sometimes her ksuba is too great, and you can't afford to divorce her, so you have to stay married. Inami isle bonamina, or they have children, and once you have children, it's inappropriate to get divorced. V'lo imatzim lagarsha, so you can't divorce her because of the family situation. So you have to remain with her, and now you have to put up with it. L'may nafkamina, again, what's the difference? If it happens, it happens. What are you supposed to do about it? So the Gemara answers, L'kabule me'ava, you should accept these yisurim me'ava, and you should realize that it is something that you should love Hashem for, because Hashem is giving you a favor that you're not going to have gehenim. Shloisha meisen k'sheim esaprin, three people die when they're talking, meaning that they're full of life, and there seems to be nothing wrong with them, and then, all of a sudden, something happens and they die. The Elohein, somebody who's sick with the stomach, v'chaya, somebody who's giving birth, v'hadarkon, and Rashi says, somebody who has something wrong with their mouth, that's a disease that could spread and kill a person right away. L'may nafkamina, again, what difference does it make if it happens? It happens. Our answer is the shemusha beis avda, you should prepare, tachrichin, the clothing that a person needs for after they die. Meaning, you shouldn't think, oh, I'm fine, there's nothing wrong with me. You should realize if you have one of these problems, that it could end up killing the person all the way. You shouldn't say, oh, he's healthy, he's talking, so there's obviously nothing wrong with him, because there could be something could happen. Next Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman. Omar Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Yotzel Adas, if a person actually went out of his tchum on purpose, Ein lo yela arba amois, he only has dalad amos. Pshita, of course, that's the pasha pshat, you're not allowed to go out of the tchum. Hashta misha yitziyu, nachrim ein lo dalad amos. As our Mishnah said, even if Goyim took you out, you only have dalad amos. Yotzel Adas, mi boy, if you went out by yourself, of course you only have dalad amos. So that couldn't have been his point, that couldn't have been his chiddush. But rather you should say the following. Chozer Ladas, let's say he was outside the Daladama, he was outside the Tchum for whatever reason, and he decides, I don't care, I'm walking back in. Still, Ein Layela Daladamais. Still, he only gets Daladamais because it's as if he's still outside the Tchum, he had no right to come back inside the Tchum, he was stuck to Daladamais. So the Gemara says, Hanami Tanina, we already learned that also. That's not a Chiddush, because it says, Hichsiruhu Nachrim, Ki'ilu Loyotze. It says, if the Goyim bring you back in, then it's as if you never left. So we're medayik hichsiru hu hu dekilu loyotz. It's only because they brought him back in. That's why it's as if he never left. Avol hoytzi uhu nachrim. But if Goyim took him out v'chazal adas and he decided to walk back in, ain lo yela dalad amos. So once again, he really is stuck to his dalad amos. So what's the chiddush that he's stuck in his dalad amos? What is Rav Nachman's chiddush? So Ella Amos, or rather what he meant to say is like this. Yotze Ladas, let's say you did go outside the Tchum on purpose, Vechziru Nachrim, and they brought you back in. So Ein Lo Yela Dalet Amis. So now you only have Dalet Amis, and that's a Chiddush because they brought you back in. So now you didn't bring yourself back in, and still you only have Dalet Amis. So the Gemara says, Hanami Tanina, we already learned that as well. Because it says, Haitzi Uhu Vechziru Hu, Ki Ulo Yotze. It's only if they took him out and they brought him back in, then he's as if he never went out. So we're Medayek Haitzi Uhu Vechziru Hu. It's only if they brought him out also. Hu de ki ilu lo yata, that's when it's considered as if he never went out. Ava yata ladas, if once he goes out himself, loy, it shouldn't be considered, he should be stuck to his dalet amos no matter what happens afterwards. Gemara says, no, there is a chiddush. Ma'al detayim ulit stadon katana. You could have read the Mishnah that it's two things. That it's mishe yotzu nachrim. V'chazu ladas. Either they brought him out and he comes back in. Ein lo yala dalet amos. That's when he doesn't have dalet amos because he brought himself back in. Ava yata ladas. But in the case where he went out himself, echziru nachrim, and they brought him back in, ki ilu lo yata, then you can understand that to mean it's as if he never went out because the maisa goyim brought him back in. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush of that he's saying that it too bad. Even if you went out on purpose, even if goyim brought you back in, it's still you're out of the tchum and you can only get dalet amos. Next question. What if, okay, so now you're stuck in your dalet amos, what if you have to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom is too far away? So Amar Lehem, so they answered him, Gadol Kavod HaBrias. The Kavod HaBrias, what a person needs for his honor, is Shadoicha Esleisa Sei Shabbatayri, it would even be Doicha Deraisa. So certainly over here, if a person has to go to the bathroom, he can go to wherever he needs to go for the bathroom. Amri Nahardoi, Ipikeachu, if he's a smart guy, in other words, he's stuck in this position where he's dalet amos, Ayalit Chuma, so now if he has to go to the bathroom, he'll go to the bathroom that's within his tchum. Bekeven to all, and now once he's here, he's within the tchum. Now he doesn't have a problem anymore, because as Rashi explains, that it's no different than the goyim brought him back. Once he has an excuse to walk back into the tchum, or he has a way of getting back into the tchum beheter, so now he's there, and it's not a problem. Amar Rav Papa, peirush yatzu chutz l'tchum. Let's say, till now we were talking about a person went outside of the tchum. But what if the peiros, the objects you need, the fruit, went outside the tchum? Because now they came back and the wind blew it back into the tchum. Afilu b'mezid, or even if somebody brought it on purpose, lo yefsidu es makayim, and they don't lose their place, meaning they're within the tchum again, and you can carry them around here. My time, anusim ninu, because they're considered forced, and therefore, again, it's as if the goyim brought them back in and out. They themselves didn't do it. Something else, some other force brought them back in. So therefore, even b'mezid, you can carry them around in this area. They're usher until they come back to their place. Shoygigin. Only if they came back by accident. So we're daik shoygigin b'mezid loy. It's only if they came back by accident, but not if you brought them back in purpose. So the Gemara answers Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa Perish Yotzuchutz Lutchum b'shoygig yoichol. If they went out by accident, then you could eat them. B'mezid loy yoichol. From Nechemya Omer, b'makayman yoichlu, right over there you could eat them. Shalei b'makayman loy yoichlon. All right, we'll stop over here, even though this is in the middle.